Now, I wanted to get back to you talking about your grandson who lied, and you washed his mouth out with bleach and Windex.
Yes, I did.
And you also say that when he does not go to bed at 7:30, you put your baby to bed at 7:30?
I put that baby to bed every night at 7:30, yes, I knew.
That you tell him if he doesn't go to bed, you tell him that Jesus was nailed to a cross, and that if he doesn't go to bed, you will take him up to the bed and nail him to the bed?
Yes, I do.
Now, see, I find that to be absolutely revolting, to scare a child.
No, it's not. I'm telling him the story of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died for our sins, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. And I'm not telling him no horror story. I'm not telling him no scary movie. That's the story of Jesus, who gave his blood and his body to save the soul of mankind.
Yeah, but to tell a three-year-old child that if he doesn't go upstairs, you're going to nail him to the bed.
I'll tell you what I do. I take that child upstairs and lay him in the bed. And my son has a nail gun in the garage. And I stand over the bed holding a nail gun to make that child go to sleep.
See, a lot of kids get scared of that stuff. You stand over the bed with a nail gun, he thinks you're going to nail him in.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want to get him to realize that he's got to go to bed, or he's going to be nailed to that bed just the same way Jesus Christ was many, many years ago, 2,000 years ago, on Mount Calvary. Oh, Jesus, carried that rock of ages all up to him. They hung poor Jesus on the cross, and I disciplined with the love of God, and I tell my grandchildren, my children, and oh, Jesus, when the top of the hill, and the Roman soldiers, they nailed my Lord to the cross. When I know that my Lord rose from the dead 2 days later, and he saved the world and the soul of man with the blood of the Lamb and the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, and my baby will learn that story. And
man, hold on for a minute. You're going to mess with a child's mind like this. You can scar a child like this.
Oh, I know. And I tell them about Jesus Christ, who was the only begotten Son of God, who was the flesh and blood of God on earth. And I tell them that when Jesus was on this earth, he was nailed to the cross. And there's not much a little boy could be nailed to a bed. It's no pain like the pain that's suffered by Jesus.
You scare a child. You're talking about nailing a kid to a bed, and you're standing over him with a nail gun?
Because the agony that our Lord suffered on Calvary was many, many times worse than any agony that was suffered on this earth, and any agony of pain with the Lord and the blood of the Lamb. And that's what I tell our children. I love my grandchild.
You love him, and you stand over him with a nail gun. Wes Covina on KFIAM 640. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask first of all,
I this is nutty old woman night.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of God?
Well, can I ask you something first? Are you like a cheap imitation of Michael Jackson?
No, I'm not.
You sound just like it. Let me tell you something. I grew up with a mother just like you, and you know what happened to me?
What does that mean, Michael?
I ended up in a loony bin for 6 months because of people like you.
Are you crazy? Are you a Christian?
I don't even know what Christianity is because of people like you.
Do you believe in the blood of the Lamb that saved the world and saved the world from the temptation of the devil when Jesus was nailed to the cross?
I don't need to lecture. I used to hear it from my mother. All I do is do whatever I feel is right.
Well, I want to get back to that. I mean, a woman's religion is a woman's religion, but when you rinse a child's mouth out with bleach and Windex...
Yeah.
You lie to me. And when you lie, you speak the words of the devil. And when that child is not obeying me...
You threaten to nail him to the bed?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you that child stayed in that bed.
Hovering over him with a nail gun.
Yes, I do.
You're probably the devil himself. Why would you do that?
I'll tell you that I believe in the blood of the Lamb. That does not make you the devil. I believe.
Yeah, but you don't sit there torturing a child. A kid is going to grow up scared.
I believe in the word of God, and I believe in the blood of the Lamb. And I'll tell you that child will grow up to be a much better man now because of that.
Well, you know something, lady? You're just like a lot of these, excuse me for saying, these goofball Christians who believe in the blood of the Lamb or whatever this crap is you're talking about. And in the meantime, you're standing over this kid with a nail gun. You're like, you're kind of a Jim Jones. That's what this guy does, you know? These goofballs.
I'll pour a bleach on the body if they lie to me again.
Are
I'll
you?
I'm not even a white boy.
Are you part of a cult?
No, I'm not. I belong to AME Church. I'm a church-going woman. I live in the world, and I will turn that child white.
Well, you know what? You know what's going to happen to you? The same thing has happened to my mother. You're going to die alone because all your kids are going to run the other way.
What happened to your mom? What was she? She was a goofball, too, or she was out there?
She was nutty, just like this one.
I'm not a goofball.
Well, what?
Yes, you are.
Is she like a Bible thumper or what?
Yes, she used to do the same thing. Wash my mouth with any mess she could find, and I used to get tortured. She would tie me up and stuff.
Well, you remember that movie, what was it, the flick, with a cherry? Her mother was a nutcase,
You know, the Lord said...
Yeah, like that.
You know, the Lord said to turn that child to the white as snow. Yeah, that's what I do with a preacher, the child learns.
You know what? You know what? I may not be a Christian, but I would never do that to my kid. I think you need to study the Bible a little bit closer.
So tonight it's Nutball Christian Night. If you know a Christian who's goofier than this lady, give us a call.
You can mark me, but you remember that the Lord will not be mocked. The Lord will not be mocked.
All right, I'm not mocking the Lord. I'm mocking you. What I'm talking about here tonight. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521-KFI in L.A. County. I find you to be a nice lady, but if you're actually rinsing that child's mouth out with bleach and Windex, then the police need to get involved.
Police will not get involved in how I raise my grandson, and the police will not get involved in how I raise that child up. I have raised that baby up because his mother was a drug addict and his father ran off. And I raised that child up to be a Christian child and to be a good child. And in this world, where there are so many children who go astray, in this world, there are so many children who don't have a mother and father, I'm doing the right work.
Well, I know that, ma'am, but you're only going to turn, either the kid joins a gang or he gets his mouth rinsed out with bleach and Windex. What difference does it make? What possible difference does it make? One is just as warped and influenced as the other. Kid might as well be out there with a gun. He might as well be out there robbing banks, stealing crack. I mean, it's either that, or he's going to be hanging over his own kid with a nail gun. Don't you understand?
No, I don't say to you that this is the life of Jesus Christ, and he is my Lord and Savior, and there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. So that Jesus was nailed to a cross, you can threaten to nail your own kid to his bed.
That's right, because that was the life of Jesus. And that's all I got to say about that.
Fallbrook on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello?
Fallbrook, yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Hey, this lady's, there's certain, how am I trying to say this?
Would you turn your radio down? Maybe that's confusing.
Yeah, my radio's off, but I'm just trying to say, well, you know, a loony bin's a loony bin. You know, you can preach all you want, and it's how you act. It's not what you say. You know, you can do all you want and still, I don't know, it's just, the thing is, it's just out there. I'm just trying to describe it.
Your car phone's crapping out on us, sir, but turn the radio up and you want to respond to that?
Do you know what Christian means, Mr. Henry?
Christian? One who believes in the teachings of Christ?
It means to be Christ-like. It means to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you're a Christian, you are Christ-like. And that means you emulate every aspect of his life. And that includes when they nail my Savior to a cross. Oh, Lord, they nailed him to a cross. But the good Lord rose from the dead 2 days later.
And you would actually nail that kid to a bed?
I tell my child he can go to bed when I tell him to go to bed, or he'll suffer the way that Jesus Christ suffered with a nail gun.
What, do you think the Roman soldiers used a nail gun?
I don't know what they used. They might have used a nail gun. They might have used a hammer. I don't know what they used, but I know they nailed our Lord to the cross, and that baby get nailed to that bunk bed if he don't go to bed on time.
Bunk bed, huh?
Yeah, the children got two stacked up bunk beds. I nailed them to the bunk bed. And you know, there's an old Negro spirit. Bedtime is sacred, and it's blessed by the Lord. And I know there's a Negro spiritual that I used to sing years ago. It was down in Alabama before I come to the West. And I nail a baby to the bed. Oh, nail a baby to the bed. He didn't know that man on time. And now he's doing it time. Nail a baby to the bed.
Nail a baby to a bed tonight on KTEL. Okay, so the lady in Los Angeles, you still with me?
All right, yes, sir. I'm nailed to you. I love listening every night on the radio.
Okay, and yet we've got some serious issues with the way you raise your child.
My only personal testimony is the Lord Jesus Christ and I feel confident in his judgment.
All right, here is El Cajon on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, hi.
I've never heard anything as bizarre and blasphemous in my life.
I'm a Christian woman.
You're no more a Christian.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
No, you don't.
The Lord who gave his blood on Calvary.
Hey, you know what? Can I tell you something? Even the demons believe in Jesus Christ, and they shudder. You are no Christian.
Well, I am a Christian woman, and I go to my church on Sunday, and I give all my time to the charities, and I give
You can call yourself a Christian all you want, but you are blaspheming the name of Jesus.
You judge me, and you stand in judgment, and you know what the Bible says about judging your brothers and sisters. You can have to be from your own eye first before you throw a stone at me.
Phil Hendry, is that the name of the show?
Yes, Phil Hendry.
You need to call Child Protective Services on this woman because she's evil.
But you know one thing that's interesting about all of you Christians, you and all of you guys, you're all so judgmental of each other.
You think that's being judgmental?
Well, you're always like yelling at each other. I mean,
you think
I have to say this. One thing about Christians, I don't mean any offense. One thing about you Christians, you all sound so unhappy.
Oh, no. Christians,
no, you really do. You sound so miserable.
Christians are happy.
I'm sure that you're a happy person.
A platform
listen to you. You're angry and bitter. Listen to you.
I'm not bitter.
Listen to you. Do you hear your voice?
You're the one who's giving this woman a platform.
All right, I won't pick on you. The lady in Los Angeles. You have got to be a lunatic to nail a child to the bed.
I don't nail my baby to the bed.
But to threaten that child with being nailed to the bed.
Jesus was nailed to a cross for a Christian Christ life. And anything we can do to emulate the life of Jesus, we should do.
A Christian is to be Christ-like by following the teachings of Christ, not abusing each other.
And by nailing yourself to a bed, have you ever put a nail through your hand? Do you know what our Lord suffered? Do you know what our Lord suffered? I don't think you do. I went out to the garage and put my hand on a tabletop, and I drove a steel spike through it just to see what it felt like. And I can tell you right now, it didn't feel good. But it still hurts. Damn. You ever done that?
I'm still here.
I'm looking right through my hand right now. What do you think about that?
I think you need help. That's what I think.
I need help to paint my house. Okay.
You need to have some real strong spiritual counseling, and you need to have your grandchild, put in some other place for care.
What you do if your child doesn't go to bed on time?
I certainly don't nail my kids to the bed.
Well, how do you get them to bed?
Scolding?
That's very unchristian.
Really?
Yell at a child and make a child feel small.
Oh, but nailing them to a bed is better.
What happened to Jesus. What's wrong with that?
Because your child isn't Jesus.
Oh, I see. So only Jesus gets to get nailed to a cross.
That's right.
Oh, I see. So our Lord Jesus Christ, you say, is the only person that should be nailed to a cross. How dare you, woman?
How dare you blaspheme? You're the one who's blaspheming. Jesus came to this earth for the very reason of dying for our sins, not to have people nailing their own babies to a cross or to a bed.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever woken up in the morning feeling a little cross?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cute? That's a joke I made up.
Oh, yeah, that's real cute.
Jesus woke up on a Friday morning.
You know, it says in the Old Testament, Phil, that people did things to their kids that never even entered God's mind that they would do that were so horrible.
Really?
And that's where this woman is coming from.
Wow.
This is so unedifying and displeasing to the Lord. I just can't believe it.
Look at the God.
I don't even know where this woman came from, how you found her to be on your show.
Called my show.
But I butted a cigar in my baby's hand. Took a cigar, and I just ground it right into his hand. Put it around
his hand. Now, Cecil, do you think we should just let this woman get away with this?
To be honest with you, I don't think she's well, if you want my honest opinion.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
To be honest with you, I think she may be sitting in a house someplace in Los Angeles fantasizing all of this. I don't know if she's got a kid anywhere.
You don't think I got a kid? I'll wake my child up.
I don't. If you have a child, don't wake
up. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I just woke him up.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just slap that child?
I did, yeah.
See, she's slapping herself. I think the woman is possessed. The woman is possessed.
That is not that baby. Now watch, I'm going to nail him to the bed. Watch this.
Wow.
Here it is. I nailed a kid to the bed. He won't get out of bed.
You're sick.
He won't be getting out of bed. You know the old Christian spiritual? I nailed a baby.
I heard that,
bed.
And I had chills going through my body. It was so evil.
The bed the other day.
She's sick, Phil. I'm off.
Won't get out of bed. Where's she going up now? I don't know. I wrote it. Just I don't know what the rest of it.
Okay. Lake Arrowhead on KFIM 640. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am?
This one makes me scared and sick.
I nailed a baby to a
scared
bed.
For the kid.
Baby to a bed. Baby to a bed.
Scared for anybody else in the world that's like this.
Nailed a baby to a bed.
Religious fanatic.
Baby to a bed. He ain't feeling too good today. Went down to the hardware store. Bought me some nails. Nailed that baby to a bed.
Can you trace her call? It's not worth
it. Yeah, I'll trace her call. Trace the call, will you, Jonah?
Nail a baby to a bed, got a big hammer. Now that baby is dead. Well, nail the baby.
Okay, that's all we need to hear of that. Thank you very much for your call this evening, ma'am. Trace that call, Jonah, okay? Let's get right on that, okay? Could you trace that? There's about 15 calls I'd like you to trace tonight, including the call from Cerritos. By the way, lady in Cerritos, we're tracing your call right now. 1-800-521-KFI. What do you think of that? I'm going to trace your call down there, bag, huh?
Shut your mouth,
you're a pig.
You're a pig.
All right, we got the number.